Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Good to have you with us here on the grid. As we have got NBA Finals game number 6. Oklahoma City got out to a hot start, but I think that Indiana's on, and I might be wrong on this, Joe, but I'm probably close. A 22-7 run, somewhere around there. They now have a 24-17 lead on the Thunder, just over 3.5 minutes left in the first quarter. They've got this right now, Joe. Basically, Thunder minus a half, money line plus 102, 224.5 the total. So up a couple points, Joe, from the pregame, which of course we have at 222.5 here. So start for the Pacers. They really needed it, trying to force this seventh game. As far as our stuff goes, only that we had those two Chet bounds in the first minute of the game, and we haven't had anything.
And that's it.
That's it. Sadly. What can you do? We'll get it cooking. 8 points for Toppin, though, in 2 minutes. 8 points for Toppin.
Yeah, great.
He's taking
that,
care of
that
it.
That does us absolutely nothing right now. So
somebody might be in on top and listening. We might be listeners in on top.
Well, good. That's great. Yeah, they're in on it. We're not. We said it. I said it. But, of course, it's not in the portfolio.
You could have put it in your portfolio on your own. Why'd you need it to be in RSGP?
And the guys
3-1 Braves, top of the sixth in Atlanta. 3-1 Braves. 1-1 Orioles and Rays.
There you go. Yeah, he'll have probably 12 pounds. Orioles and A's go to the sixth. Orioles and Rays go to the sixth, tied at one. So not a lot of scoring here, Joe. Hopefully we can crack it open here tonight with the Astros, A's, and the Padres, Dodgers. Now, what are we doing here? Hits, runs, RBIs?
Sure.
I mean, you don't sound like you want to.
No, we'll do it. We'll do it. I'm doing Mookie Betts.
Now, what did we miss the other one the other night? One that was who someone let us down. We had Machado who was in.
Jung Lee.
Did he get across or no? Are you sure about that?
Positive.
I'm not so sure.
I'm very positive he got in. Yeah. It was on Monday night.
I'm going to go back and look at that.
Jung Lee.
Monday night. Tuesday night. Tuesday night.
Maybe he didn't.
He had two. He had two out of three. He did not. Who did we have in the Astro game?
Christian Walker. He got through.
He got through. So Walker and Machado got through. And we were one short on Lee.
No, we didn't have
two
that.
Two out of the three.
No. I have it right here. Look at me. I'm looking right at it. Christian Walker, we didn't have Machado. You wanted Tatis. And Tatis was an offer. And Jung-Hoo Lee was an offer. The only one that came through was Walker.
No.
I said Machado. I have it right here.
I'm out here. I got the slips.
Yeah, go back. I'm looking at the slips. Yeah, I'm looking at it. 1067 was the number.
Give me a moment.
The payout. Yeah. Okay. You want the Tatis.
So Lee didn't get in. Lee wasn't there.
Right.
He was one short. I just looked. He had two. He had a run and an RBI. He never had a hit. He didn't have anything else.
He did absolutely nothing.
Doesn't matter. Lee let us down anyway. And the night before we missed by one. Well, the night before was when you had J.P. Crawford and he struck out with the bases loaded and ended up.
And you had Butler that didn't come through either.
Butler had a zero. Right. Butler had a zero.
I don't talk about your zeros.
I didn't deny that. Didn't deny it.
I guess when you're driving the bus, we only go right.
All right. Well, let's drive the bus into the barn tonight. All right. And
listen,
stop worrying
drive it
about
into
these
the
other
wall.
Things.
How about, you know, could we do
so
something?
So you want bets in this? You want bets in this tonight?
No.
You told me he's going to bust out.
No, I don't want bets in it. I
already played him
mind.
To Homer. Already played him to Homer. So, you do what you want with it.
Figures. Takes bets again after I put him on the map. Guy was on bets.
You didn't put anybody on the map. You didn't put anybody on the map. Now.
You could short talk him down.
Who do you want to go with here?
Who do I want to go with?
Yeah.
We have two games. All right, you ready?
Altuve?
Nope. Go with Rooker, 110.
For three?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to play it on DK. Better price, plus 115.
Wheel. Yeah.
I mean, I really think we should do two from that game, not two from the Dodger game. But
so go ahead. But pick it. Then just stop complaining.
I'll go to the Dodger game. So I can't pick bets now, you're telling me. I can't use bets.
No, can't use that.
Oh, okay. Then I'm going to go Freeman. Freeman for 3+.
And then I'll go Tatis. We're in. Done.
Again, see Yamamoto. All right. Yeah. Why not Machado? He's red hot. He's got two homers off Yamamoto in his career. Sees him well. And it's got to be Tatis.
Max Muncy. Let's take Muncy. I said
two Dodgers.
Tatis.
You said Tatis. We got to go with whoever you originally said.
Let's throw one more in. It's not juicy enough. Yeah.
We haven't hit three. You want to put four?
Yeah, go pick another one from the other game. It's not juicy enough. Not.
Fine, and then it's Altuve.
Now you're going to go...
Why? Well, what do you want to go with?
Cam Smith.
Oh, take a walk, Cam Smith. What are you kidding me? Cam Smith? What? You Altuve. Want a fourth, it's Altuve.
All right, Altuve.
I can't take Cam Smith. The one I can't. I can't do it. Cam Smith. Where'd you come up with that? Would you just look at the names and say, I'm taking this guy? How'd you come up with Cam Smith?
Don't worry about it. All right?
I want to know. Where do you get Cam Smith on the radar? What do you have it at?
20-something.
I got 22-17.
You must have a profit boost. Better numbers.
No, I just that's what it is straight on DK.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
All right, Joe. So second quarter underway in Indiana. 30-27 Pacers.
Mm-hmm.
Total, though, has trickled down to 218.5 live.
Okay.
Not ideal. Thunder minus 2.5, the current number. So we've got some of this second unit in now, Joe. This Mathurin's in. We need this Mathurin to start filling it up.
Carver, we need a lot right now. We need a lot. Okay? Can we get it is the question. Can we get it is the question.
3 bounds for Chet. 3 bounds.
9 more to go. We just don't need a blowout, okay? No blowouts.
No blowouts. Blowouts ruin everything. Although it is like, right? You know, elimination game. You'd think that nobody's really nothing to rest for now, Joe. You got to kind of lay it all out on the line.
Yeah,
this
so
is the end. End of the line, Joe.
So what do you mean? We're dead to rights?
Hey, did you see the the Schefter today on the PGA? Did you catch
that? Yeah, I know. You tweeted me out there. All we need
we
is
gotta
Joe
get
out
you to
there.
Do that with that headset and the mic, and you walk around with like Toasty, you know, around on his holes, and you just
like I got it. Instead of going around with like the good guys, I'll go around with the husband.
It's like an off broadcast too. It's like a Manning cast, except it's Joe with like all those guys he bets in the 150s and 200s and 250s. Right. Like, you get an alt cast with you walking around calling them a hump when they put it in a bunker. And, oh, look at this hump. You get all over the guy.
I think it would
be good
viewing.
Stuff you don't see on the regular broadcast, because you only see, you know, Scheffler and Rory and all the guys. We need a Joe out there so that he could go grind down, you know, Nicky Dunlap and Toasty and all these guys who don't. I mean, Nick Dunlap, I mean, he was the only guy to be over par at this place. You got a problem. And Nick Dunlap was like, you know, 6 or 7 over par. You talk about a guy who's completely lost his way. That's Nicky Dunlap right now. But he needs like a pep talk from Joe out there with the headset on walking
Nicky,
around.
Why
Come
do you
on,
suck
kid?
So bad?
Come
6-1
on,
Braves. 6-1 Braves.
Wow. It's probably Ozuna, wasn't it? You're telling me it was Ozuna? Was it Ozuna?
I have no idea. Was it?
Who was it, Joe?
Man, does Dort know the game started already?
Don't worry about
Dort. I know
fine.
He's hot. The guy's hot. He always comes
Dort
in.
Dort will be there. Here's one thing I don't have to worry about. Dort will be there. Okay? Will everyone else? I don't know. Dort's been there for us every time.
Okay. All right. I hope you're right. I don't know what else to say. You know?
What can I do? Can't do much more than that.
Yeah. What can't you do is the question. What can't you do?
Should have took him.
Jalen Williams, this guy's going to go for 50 tonight. Why 40 when you could get 50?
Play it live.
Play what live?
Let's play him live for 45 and 50, since you're talking him up. Oh, this Couser, did he get it, Joe? He did get it. 4-1 Orioles. 4-1 Orioles, Joe. Couser again with a 3-run homer. This Couser's on fire now.
So now what?
We need the Rays to come back. It's with a Lau homer and make it 4-4. Like, what? What do you mean, and now what?
Could we explode like they did in the Houston game the other night? After the fifth inning was runs aplenty? Could we actually get that? No?
Yeah, we could get that. Why not?
I don't know. You tell me. Why not? Why can't we get it? Why not us? Right?
Why not us, Joe?
Right or wrong?
Why not us? And these guys, again, I mean, the dopey homer celebrations, you know. All right, what? We need Lau, though, in this game, Joe. We need Lau. Lau
would
and
be nice to either.
Lau and Caminero.
Caminero and this one. All right, first and second. Big fly. I'm behind. There we go. Top six, still showing an 8.5 total. That was the pregame tip. So
for what?
All right. Pregame total.
For who?
For the Rays game. It was 8.5 tonight.
All right, well, they got 5 right now. Now let's get the Rays.
Okay. Why not? Is the wind blowing out? Is the wind blowing out there? You say it's
wind is always humid. Wind is always blowing out at that place. I need Caminero, Joe. Can we get him? Caminero and Lau.
Okay.
That would be great.
Oh.
Can Alonso or Soto hit one in the Met game?
Yeah.
Need anybody
can
else?
We get more
got
runs?
Any other ones? Can we get anybody else you need? Any more?
Yeah. You tell me.
Why not? I'm still thinking of Joe being doing the Adam Schefter today, walking around on the course
with those big, with the cans on the side of my head. I don't know. I got these cans on the side of my head.
Let's go out to Lisi on the 7th tee box as Nicky Dunlap tees off. This guy just tacked one right into the leg. I could see it just completely giving him the business. Oh, the business.
This guy's gutless. Hasn't cracked the top 20 in four elevated events. This guy sucks. Nikki, what'd you eat today? Whatever you did, your whiskey sour. That'll be
whiskey sour whiskey for him, indeed.
Sour. Got the cans on the side of my head.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Joe. 36-33 Pacers. The pace has been awful. It's down to 217.5. Make it 39-33. Who hit it, Joe? Is it Naismith?
Who was it?
Is it Naismith? It's Halliburton.
Let me see.
Good. Halliburton hit the three. Another three for Halliburton. I hope you played him, Joe. For what? Three threes and 20 points? What'd you play?
7-1 Atlanta. 7-1 Atlanta.
We need Alonzo or Soto.
Can we get these Rays to do something?
Yeah, why not? Why can't we do that?
I don't know. Why can't we?
Well, here comes my guy, Brandon Lau. Can he get us started? Can Lau get us started, yeah. Joe?
Yeah, he can.
Against this Charlie Morton, this guy got smashed for 2 months. Now all of a sudden he's Cy Young. Don't understand it. They can't hit him, Joe. Suddenly his curveball has a ridiculous break. Guy was throwing meatballs for 2 months.
High seams. High seam balls. High seam balls. What happened? Who hit one?
7-0 run for the Pacers. They're up to 41-33 now. Points, Joe. P-O-I-N-T-S. Points. Come on.
That's what I need. Absolutely.
We want to at least have a shot in this Astro A game tonight. We want to have a shot. Just give us a chance. It's all we can ask for. This Lau. This guy's swinging from his knees, Joe. Like, what is this guy doing? This Lau.
I don't know. You tell me. What's he doing? What's he doing?
Are you ready,
Carter,
for next? What conference are we doing first next week?
SEC. Nothing better.
Okay, always. The big dogs eat first for Joe. Get the big dogs in first. Sam Pittman. Woo! Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
Florida didn't fire that other hump, right? Billy Napier, he's still there? They didn't fire him, right?
They're one of the upstart, you know, teams on the schedule. Yeah.
6-6.
No?
Upstart. 6-6. See how upstart they are then.
No?
You know. Come on, Lau. Can this Lau get into one, Joe? Come on. Give us a chance later on. Got a lot of stuff connected to the night game, Joe. A lot of stuff connected to the night game.
All right.
Give everybody a chance. Big fly.
All right. Could we get runners on in Tampa Bay? What's going on?
Lau's up. Can he hit a homer to make it 4-2?
I don't know. He's been up for. I see one out. It means the guy's gutless. He made an out already. It's Lau. Guy's gutless. Unbelievable. All right. Need a bloop and a blast to get this thing going.
Why? He made an out, Lau? You had to go ahead of me?
Yep.
No, he fouled that off.
Lau's up now.
Lau's up now. Just stop watching Lau. Turn that off. I don't want to hear about it. I'm watching the game. I got eyes on the game. I got boots on the ground here. Leave me alone with Lau. All right? I got Lau and this Caminero coming up.
No, I'll watch it. I'm going to watch it. and I'm gonna root it in for you.
Problem is, you're not actually watching it. You're watching the little dots on FanDuel, so that's not really watching it. He popped it up, this loser.
Okay. Boots on the ground.
Yeah.
No? Yeah. And that's your problem. Right?
Whatever. That's like, you know, fine. You want me to, I hope I get my homers and you don't get the over. You know, would you want me to say something like that?
Yeah, now that's rude. That's just flat
would you
out
want me, I'm saying, would you want me to say that? Would you want me to say that? No, you wouldn't.
No. No, I wouldn't want you to say that. No? Is that nice? I root your stuff in.
It's been a while since you've done that. Been a while. This SGP's already dead. We might as well do another one at halftime.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here with you. All right, 42-33. The Pacers have had a little bit of a run. Joe, this thing's down to 210.5.
All right, so what are we going to do? What do you want to do? You want to see if you take the over?
I think we got to let it. I think we let it get to halftime and we assess from there.
All right.
There's no point trying now. The numbers are just going to jump all over the place. Let's get to halftime and then we're going to have to do something else.
It's we're doing nothing right now. Absolutely. There's Holmgren that just missed it.
This isn't happening for us. Was that Naismith?
Was it?
Naismith with a three, Joe. Naismith with a three. Come on.
All right, so what do we need? We need Dort. We need Dort.
We need everybody, Joe. We need everything. Everything we need. This Mathurin's done nothing either. This Mathurin, too public of a play. It was a public play.
Why'd you pick him? Public?
Because he's at home. He's gotten a lot of burn at home. He scored a lot of points at home.
I mean, all right. Okay. Don't you think everybody's looking at that? You don't think everybody's looking at that?
We're reshuffling the deck at halftime. Are you now you usually like Fridays in baseball.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got. Oh, the businessman special in the afternoon, Joe. Mariners, yeah. Cubs at Wrigley. Kirby's Dreamland and Boyd.
Yeah, they played an over, though, today. They played an over today, though. The game was 8-7. 15 runs, wind blowing out.
So
I'm not touching it on Friday. Not touching it.
Why?
I'm just not.
Cal Raleigh out at Wrigley? Come on. Cal Raleigh?
Oh, Cal Raleigh. What about Julio Rodriguez? Huh?
Pete Crow?
What do you think about Pete Crow Armstrong?
Texas is at Pittsburgh with an 8, Burrows and DeGrom. Another for Naismith, Joe. Two for Naismith. He hit one in the corner. Come on, Joe.
Could we get Dort? Could we get some guys? Where the heck is Dort?
They're down double digits now. Dort's coming back in the game, and he's going to chuck. Chuck, 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 chuck.
What about this Holmgren?
Yeah, he needs the bounce, too. I still feel like the Dort's going to get there. I think our liability right now is the Holmgren bounce and the Mathurin points. That's our problem. That's where we're coming up a little shy.
Do I need to see Reggie Miller root this team on?
No,
and like
it's too much. It's too much.
I mean, really, do I need? Is he part of the team all of a sudden? Where was he
especially
for the last 20
since
years?
The guy just was the national broadcaster for the Pacer games in the Eastern Conference Final. It's too much.
Vic Ferrari saying Mathurin is a second half punisher. Let's hope.
Okay, I hope so.
We got no runs.
We can only hope, Joe.
No runs in the Tampa game. Like, oh, man.
Wow, Orioles are going to the Bronx this weekend, huh? Fried and Sagano, flat 9 tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Ooh, Detroit going down to Tampa with the where the wind blows out, Joe. Detroit against the Spas, 8.5. That's a Kerry Carpenter night.
Let me see what I like tomorrow in the baseball.
White Sox, Blue Jays, a flat 9. Braves, Marlins, a flat 9 also. Your boy Junk is on the mound for the Marlins. Junk. Cardinals and Reds, a flat 9. Man, that's a big total in St. Louis, Joe.
I'm taking a shot. I'm doing Diamondbacks. I'm going big. That number's 12. I'm going to go to 16.
Against the Domber? 16.
Yeah.
Gallen's given up a lot of homers this year, too. Gallen hasn't been that great.
And then I'm going to go big fly. I think it's an over Padres and Royals.
Look at these totals, Joe. You got a 12 in Colorado, a 10 in Sacramento for Cleveland and the A's. Cleveland, they got some guys that, you know, they're going to get some big flies there. Manzardo, Jose Ramirez. They'll get some big flies in Sacramento.
Mets Phillies has Wheeler versus who? Undecided.
Oh, Mets, Phillies? Yeah. I think
I'm
going to
take a shot tomorrow. I'm going to go Texas, Pittsburgh. Texas, Pittsburgh.
How about Devers against the Red Sox? First week after the trade, he's already playing his old team. Big fly for Devers. Everybody's going to bet Devers at home tomorrow.
What's that
everybody.
Total? Let's take Story.
7.5. Story, did you say? Let's take Story.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you what led you to that? What's leading you down that road?
Story's hot. He's hot.
Kid's hot. All right. You say so.
Kid's hot. It's very hot.
Joe. What are we going to do here?
You tell me. Uh-huh. You tell me.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Nothing. What? What are you laughing at? What?
What are you laughing at? I'll send it to you. I'll say, yeah. I'll send it to you during the break. All right, where are we at here? What's the challenge?
Where's the liability?
I got an idea. You want to come back on the Thunder a little bit? Getting 5.5? I mean, they're not going to get blown out of here.
No, I just want to root our guys in. You know? Can we get that? Could we get a little bit of a movement on OKC where they can at least go down into half down 4 or 5?
I got an idea of what can spark them a little bit.
Chet Holmgren bounds?
Dort threes. Dort threes can get you back in the game.
Has he attempted one?
I don't know. It's tough. On the road,
he's not doing
as much.
He's got alligator arms now all of a sudden. I mean, what are we doing here?
He's taking one shot. It was a 3. He's only played 11 minutes. He should be back in now. He'll start chucking
now.
A little bit here. He'll start chucking.
He's on Halliburton.
Was that Naismith again? Missed that? Naismith's been. We might have to live Naismith for more, Joe. Naismith seems to be the guy who's.
He says, if I'm going to go down, I'm going down chucking up points here. Williams for 3. Missed.
More bounds for Hartenstein. This Hartenstein just keeps getting more bounds. Only needed
was that
8
a bounce?
For plus money tonight.
I don't think that was a bounce. They didn't even have possession. Siakam. Wow, look. That was Naismith. I said Naismith for 15. He just got fouled. Come on.
3 threes and 15 is the same thing. Same thing. He's not getting 15 points without 3 threes. Yeah, you can get mad. You go to the foul line. Whatever.
Whatever.
It's fine.
I forgot. I thought we're trying to make money on the show. I thought we're trying to make money. Huh?
You get negative too quick. You get negative too quick.
Riddle me this, Batman. What's the next thing we do?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
58-42, Joe, for the Pacers here, with about $1.45 to go in the first half. Scary scene here in Tampa, Joe. The game has stopped for the last few minutes.
What happened?
A foul ball was hit in the dugout, and it must have been a screamer. They obviously haven't shown any replays of it, but someone must have got hurt in the Rays dugout significantly because, I mean, Joe, there's guys like they got hands on their heads. There's guys on the ground praying, like they called for the ambulance. They gave the signal for the stretcher. So someone's on the floor in the Rays dugout. Yeah, there's a serious situation going on here right now.
How did he get hit in the dugout?
I didn't see. All I saw was this aftermath, and then I went and looked at what happened, and it was a foul ball that went in the dugout and struck somebody. I mean, Joe, you know, you're up there, you get a liner that goes, you see balls flying to the dugout all the time. I mean, if it doesn't hit that little fence that's at the top of it, then, I mean, they're working on someone down there.
All right, well, let's hope they're all right.
Hopefully he'll be all right.
With 10, 12 points all over the field. He's running, he's throwing.
He's
better.
Doing
the calf is fine. The calf is fine, miraculously.
Yeah.
Halliburton, well, wow. Amazing. What happened? Did he rub some liniment on it?
Huh? Now, let me ask you this,
Joe. Did he put the copper sleeve on like Brett Favre and Jerry Rice?
Do you think they're going to be down 20 at the half. All right? Indiana just got a board. They're going to take the last shot. They're either going to be up 20 or 22 or 23 here going into halftime. There you go, Joe. You did it.
I did it again.
You did it. Siakam. 22 points at the half, 64-42. I'll ask you this, Joe. Do you think that Oklahoma City has any? I mean, obviously, they're not going to completely go down now. And they're finally, Joe, taking someone out of that dugout.
Who is it?
It's someone in a uniform. He's giving a thumbs up, though, Joe, whoever it is.
All right.
It's someone in uniform with the team. He's got a big thumbs up there. Probably a precautionary situation, Joe. I guess maybe he might have got it, you know, in the head or something like that. We don't know. They didn't show it. I don't blame them. But he's given a big thumbs up, so he's going to be all right. I'm sure they're saying on the broadcast who it is, but obviously we can't hear that, Joe. So I'm not sure.
Okay, good. As long as he's all right, that's all we care about.
Do you think that Oklahoma City down 22, will they quickly lose interest in this and pack it in for a game 7 on Sunday night? As in, like,
I hope not.
I think they'll come out blaze, you know, full effort, obviously, to start the second half. But if they don't put a little slash into it, midway late the third quarter, I could see this fourth quarter being, we'll see you Sunday night, is what it could be.
Right.
So why don't we got a third quarter number on the Thunder? Or do you want to take them 13 and a half?
No.
You think they can come back a little bit in this game?
Who's going to do the scoring? Dort hasn't shot. Who do you want to take? You want to take backups? You want to take Caruso? All the has-beens. Let's take all the has-beens. Because let's take Caruso, let's take the other guy, McClellan, his name?
The weird part is, once again, like, this SGA's got 15 and Williams has 16. Like, that's 31 of their 42 points are two guys. Someone else want to score?
Who do you want to take, Hartenstein for points?
What the hell's he got?
What the hell has he got? He's got
nothing. He's got four. He's got four, Joe. He's plus 630 to score 10.
All right, let's
will
take
he
them.
Be part of? Let me ask you this: will he be part of the cleanup crew in the fourth if the game's out of hand? Is he going to be a guy that's going to stay out there?
They're going to put in there, Carver. Who are they putting in?
It's down to 580. It's dropping as we talk, Joe. Went from 630 to 580 in a heartbeat. How about this? Hartenstein back up to 630. Hartenstein for 10. Holmgren for 10.
Holmgren?
He's got 4.
No. Nah, I'm not doing Holmgren.
Nah. All right, fine. We need to take guys who are going to get burned. Think of the, you got to go after, this is real off-menu stuff here. When
Miles Turner for 10.
He's not going to be an off-menu guy. What's he got right now?
1.
And he's, all right, fine. About Miles Turner for 10, Hartenstein
Caruso.
For 10. He's got none. He's not a guy that's going to play in the garbage time, Joe. They're not going to put Caruso out there. They want him fresh for Sunday. I mean, we're being kind of piggish here. Like, I mean, we're at 21:45 with just these two things. We really need
let's
to go take more
a than that. Let's do Hartenstein for 10, Miles Turner for 10, and let's take a shot. Let's do 20 for Naismith.
We're taking a shot with everybody here. Joe, my worry with the Naismith, like, if they start pounding them, how about McConnell for 15? He's got 8. McConnell's going to play.
All right, put in McConnell. What does that give us?
I mean, 58-18 here. I mean, come on.
All right, put it in. I don't know what else to say. All right, yeah, this is, here
you
we
want,
go.
Do you not want it? Like, will you?
Yeah, I'm putting it place. In. I'm putting it in. I'm putting it in. It's in.
All right.
You're
one more
doing
time
all
around.
The talking. You're doing all the talking and no playing. I'm putting stuff in. You're yelling at me. I'm the one actually clicking the buttons.
I got it in. Hartenstein, Turner, and McConnell.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Joe. Feel good here. We got ourselves a little reload in the second half.
Yeah, let's see if we can get it. Carver, can we actually get it? That would be great.
Hopefully some blowout appropriate players. Hopefully.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, the Holmgren bounds.
Caminaro walked. Caminaro walked. I don't want
really
to tell you, but I
could have used him homering, Joe. Could have really used him homering. Yeah, but they're down, so if they could just turn around, you know, get a couple guys on, we can get him back up in the ninth. So him and Lau both. We can get one more at bat out of both of them. Hopefully. Can right. one of them homer, Joe? Lau or Caminaro? Can we get one of them?
Yeah, could this Magnum PI bring us closer?
Your boy Mangum is up right now. Mangum.
Holmgren with 4 with downs.
What happened with the Mets?
7-1, runner on third, top 9. They're dead.
Who's up? This Tyrod Taylor.
Starting quarterback for the Giants over there.
All right, and don't forget, we got the hits, runs, RBIs, which you had to piggishly put a fourth in tonight. Four-legger in the hits, runs, RBIs tonight.
That's on me.
Yeah, sure, but we fall one short.
It's on
you. We started this like a week and a half ago. This hits, runs, RBIs, late night parlay. We have been on again another one, Joe, on the half yard line, like with like 3 of them, and we haven't cracked the egg yet. And then tonight you want to add a fourth. We've been playing 3 every night. Haven't hit one. It's not like we've hit a
that's
bunch
the
of
reason.
We're up. So
that's
we're
the reason, maybe. That's the reason. Oh, look, all the time, you're always like this with the alligator arms, all right? We got life.
It's a money
burn. I said 16 guys. Naismith for threes. Naismith for points. Nah. All right. Halliburton.
We have
threes.
Naismith
nah.
in. We have Naismith. What's the problem?
The problem is the Dort. I knew the Dort was a thorn in our side
Dort
tonight.
Dort could have three threes in a span of 5 minutes at any time. The guy gets hot quick.
Well, you want to whisper in his ear? Because all of a sudden, it seems like he checked out. He's got other things to do.
It's Mangum.
Do it.
What about tomorrow, Joe? So I gave you a lot of the baseball, some big totals.
Yeah. Okay.
Got anything for the golf tomorrow?
No, nothing yet.
Oh, this Mangum. He pulled it in the corner. Is that a foul ball? Foul ball, Joe. Pulled it in the corner. Foul ball. Just unlucky.
That's what happens, Carver. You know? We need life. We need to get going here. Okay?
Yeah.
Right? We need to get going. We need a little bit of sunshine. All right? Can we hit this possibly this little parlay that we put together here in the second half? That would be nice. No?
It would be nice. Oh, there's a hit, Joe, for Mangum. Mangum did get a hit. 2-1 for the Rays here.
Could we go big fly? Could we go big fly?
Can we get it around to Lau and he could go big fly?
Sure. Why not? Mm-hmm.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Why not? Come on.
This guy throws the bat and he's waving at the dugout. Like, it's a hit. Like, the guy didn't hit a walk-off homer. Can we calm down? Oh, it's your boy Caballero coming up for the Rays. You love this Caballero.
I do like this Caballero. Come on, kid plays with a heart on his sleeve, this Caballero.
All right, Joe, let's get this second half here. Let's get the hits, runs, and RBIs tonight. We got a big Friday night tomorrow. We'll be back heading into the weekend. Great job by Matias, as always. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Catch some tickets. See you back here tomorrow on the grid.